With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo,
and as always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo,
you know, people, they keep coming up to us and they keep asking, hey, why is your show getting shorter? Listen, the people at Apple and Spotify, you know, our broadcast partners here,
yeah,
they were so desperate to have us on board. We told them, hey, they can have our show, but we determine the length. So
exactly.
Some days that's going to be 16 minutes. Some days it might even be 2 minutes, okay? You know, those big-time schmoes in the business.
Learn the business
Stephen
first.
Yeah. Bayless, Coward, all those guys, they don't have that in their contracts. They have to do 3 hours every day. And you're lucky if even 12 minutes of those 3 hours are good.
Well, you're actually unlucky if you have to listen to them.
Great point, Tony. And anyway, talking about something you're going to love listening to, big show today, big guest, a true legend from the NFL. Isn't that right, Tony?
He's a certain Super Bowl winning quarterback from Tampa. We don't need to tell you the name. You know who we're talking about.
Of course you do. And before we get into the show and our top stories, a little business quick. This episode is sponsored by Suave Hair Products for Men. Are you paying more than $2 for your bottles of shampoo? Why? What the fuck is wrong with you? You should be paying $1.89 max. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah. Just look at the name. Suave. What more do you need to know?
There you have it, people. Suave for Men. Now available at CVS and anywhere else anything is sold. All right, let's get into it, Tony. You ready?
Let's do it.
Time for our top story.
Top story.
According to a report by one of the few remaining venerable sports media outlets in this country, Sports Illustrated, they're reporting that the Bucs want to bring in Jimmy G to back up Tom Brady. Now, what we don't get here is, why don't they just put him in and make him the starter instead of that aging fraud, Brady? You know, we looked this up, Tony, didn't we? We have proof that Garoppolo is the better option statistically. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's called passer rating. And it was created by a group of expert mathematicians to properly quantify how a quarterback passes a football. Do they count wins? No. Do they count Super Bowls? No.
Exactly. Because these mathematicians, smart people, they determined that that has nothing to do with how to measure a quarterback. And, well, we looked up the stat of career passer rating. And you know what we found? Tom Brady has a career passer rating of 97.6. Meanwhile,
average.
Jimmy Garoppolo has a career passer rating of 98.9.
Way better.
That number just tells the whole story, doesn't it, Tony?
Yeah, that's why we have ratings. Like, let's say passer rating was a credit card rating. Who do you think's gonna get a better loan for their car? Tom Brady? I don't think so. That car would go to Jimmy G. No contest.
Of course, and you know, you look elsewhere. Go to IMBD, you know, the world's most trusted internet movie database.
Great point.
Which has its highly accurate 10-star rating system. Not just 5, 10. And you look up the top three highest rated movies of all time. Clearly, they are the best three of all time. Number one, Shawshank. Number two, Godfather 1. Number three, Batman The Dark Knight. No questions needed, right, Tony?
Exactly. That just shows how accurate their system of ratings are. When people tell me Citizen Kane is a great movie, I tell them it's ranked number 94 because it sucks.
Exactly. And, you know, by the way, Tony, if these people do want to go ahead and count Super Bowls to compare quarterbacks,
okay,
well, since
fine.
Since the year 2018, Tom Brady has three Super Bowl appearances. Guess who also has three Super Bowl appearances?
Tell them.
There you go, people. James Garoppolo. That's all you need to know, right, Tony?
And that's all you need to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be bringing up this whole story with our luminous guest today.
Can't wait.
Let's roll to our next topic. More QB drama, this time out of Cleveland. Baker Mayfield, former Browns quarterback, dealt to the Panthers. Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson appears to be facing a long suspension. Now, people out there, they're saying for some reason the Browns have screwed up this situation.
Nope.
Because, you know, they're heading into the season with no clear starting quarterback, or any quarterback for that matter. But Tony, this is the smart strategy, isn't it?
Absolutely. Opposing teams always have an advantage when they can prepare to face a quarterback. In this case, teams that face the Browns will have no idea who to prepare for. In fact, they might have to study for 30 or 40 different quarterbacks. It could be Josh McCown, Luke McCown, another McCown we may not even know exists yet. It doesn't even have to be a quarterback. They could go totally off the map.
Absolutely.
It reminds me of the great Sun Tzu, who said, "The best made plans are the plans that are not made at all."
Wow, that was so insightful, Tony. And, you know, we hate to bring this up, but, you know, it's well known that this strategy has worked before. You know, 2017 in Philly, Doug Peterson,
yep,
who we all know is a football genius,
exactly,
he realized NFL defenses were figuring out Carson Wentz.
What'd he do?
So he told his offensive line to,
yep,
let him get sacked and injured so badly that he was out for the season, and Nick Foles had to come in and then catch the whole league off guard. And we all know what that led to.
Yeah, frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns win the Super Bowl this year, or at least make it to the conference title game.
Yeah, you have to, Tony. I mean, makes perfect sense.
It
all
does.
Right. Last story. Drama and controversy in the Tour de France.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't watch the Tour de France because, frankly, who would? You know, it's terrible television. Makes NASCAR look like the home run derby.
Yeah.
Anyway, cyclist Daniel Oss. That's his name.
Sure.
OSS.
Oh, okay.
I guess. Unless that's a typo on my sheet here. Anyway, he got knocked out of the race because he broke his neck after colliding with a fan who was leaning out to get a photo with his phone. Now, naturally, people here, uninformed people, are blaming the fan. But Tony, I look at this and I think Daniel Oss should get the blame, right? He needs to learn how to be a better cyclist. Isn't that right, Tony?
Absolutely. Now, admittedly, I've never been a professional cyclist or biked in any sort of competitive race, but I have played many hours of the classic video game Paperboy. And in this case, if we follow the rules set forth here in the Paperboy game, if a cyclist happens to collide with any obstruction, whether it's a person, a dog, a mailbox, then the cyclist immediately loses his life and has to restart the game. Based on that, the precedent here is clear. We'd have to say Daniel Oss should be disqualified from the Tour de France.
What terrific analysis, Dodie. And, you know, this is why Lance Armstrong still remains the greatest cyclist in our estimation.
Ever.
Sure, there are those allegations against him, whatever.
Stop.
But did he ever hit a pedestrian in all those years? No.
Not once.
And that's why he wound up winning 12 Tour de France's there.
Yeah, he did.
But look who's coming on the line. I see him there. Our esteemed guest for today.
Wow.
So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right. You know this legend as the man who brought Tampa the Super Bowl before Tom Brady. The man who did it first and therefore better. He retired from the NFL in 2008, and he's gone on to a prestigious career in doing trick shots on TikTok. You know, to each his own, right, Tony?
Yeah.
Right? We're
not here to judge.
No, no, that's what you do. Good for him. Anyway, if you want to see him throw a football into a basketball hoop or whatnot, follow at BigBadBrad14 on TikTok. Very easy TikTok handle.
Yeah, Big Brad Bad.
Very simple. Anyway, here he is. Let's bring him in. Super Bowl champion quarterback, Brad Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, there Mr. We go, Johnson.
Man. Man, I appreciate you guys having me on your show, man. It's an honor. So see where it goes,
wow.
You know? Let's have fun.
Hey.
Well, we're going to tell you where it's going to go because we're going to waste no time getting straight into it here. Don't you feel resentment toward Tom Brady? Because, you know, people are acting like no other quarterback brought a title to Tampa, but you did it 20 years ago. You were first.
You said that right. And we'll put it in quotes. There can only be one first.
Yeah.
There you
go. Heard it here,
there,
folks. The first
there can
and the
only
original.
Be one first. Is it fair to say that you laid the roadmap for Tom Brady and he was simply following it? Is that fair? Yes, right?
Exactly. When I came there, let me tell you this. They hadn't won a Super Bowl in the state of Florida since 1971 or 72 with Bob Greasy. So when I went to the Bucs, there was a reason why.
Let's not forget, Tom Brady had a lot of help with getting that Super Bowl. He already came into a great situation. Not you. You had a slow running back in that Mike Allstate and Warwick Dunn. You did a lot more, Mr. Johnson.
That sounds fair, correct?
Yep.
No doubt about it. I mean, I didn't get to change my playbook like he got to change his.
There you go.
There you go. See, this is
there
what we
go.
Call, you know how to make a headline. This is what we call a headline making interview already.
Good journalism.
Already 2 minutes in. Listen, let's just get into that because Tony brought up an excellent point. Those first two seasons, let's compare. Let's do a side by side, right? You look at Brady, year one in Tampa, first year, wins the Super Bowl. Second year, terrible. You, year one, pretty good. Year two, Super Bowl victory.
Yeah.
So doesn't that prove that you helped the Bucs, but Tom Brady actually ruined the Bucs?
We definitely went up in year two compared to his year, but I had to learn Gruden's system. He got to bring in his own plays. That was a little bit different. And now I had to take every snap from underneath center. He got to play from shotgun and see the field a little bit
great
better.
Great point.
This
Absolutely.
Is true. So you're saying he got preferential treatment that is essentially unfair, correct?
100%.
There you go.
See, there
it
go.
Is. So
there you go.
We should put an asterisk on it. There you go.
Put an asterisk on Brady.
You know, Mr. Johnson, you're doing so well on the show. You know, I notice your initials are Brad Johnson. Can I call you BJ? Is that all right?
I like Big Bad Brad. I like BBB.
That's a little too hard to say in estimation.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. While you know you're doing so great, let's talk about these reports that Jimmy Garoppolo may get traded to the Bucs.
Yep.
And
good call.
Back up Tom Brady for some reason, but you know we looked up his career passer rating, Brad. Do you know that Jimmy G has a higher career passer rating, 98-99, to Tom Brady's lowly 97-96.
Numbers don't lie.
Don't you agree that means Jimmy G is the better option for the Bucs right now? Come on.
Out with the old, in with the new. You know what I mean? Let's move. Yeah, Jimmy's come to Tampa. It might be a good move here.
So you're saying it's time right now, this season, let's get rid of Tom Brady and let's put Jimmy G in.
It may be a move halfway through the season.
Don't hedge. Don't hedge. You're doing in what they call in the sports talk business.
He's hedging his bets.
And that's bad for ratings. So, you know, if you want to have any career.
I think competition should be validated. Jimmy's coming.
You heard it here, folks.
Yep.
Jimmy's coming.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. In your career, were you ever in a situation where a backup tried to steal your job?
No.
I know you must have a big ego, given that you did win a Super Bowl and paved the way for Tom Brady. But, you know, it's good to have some humility sometimes when you're on a show. Can you just admit, hey, you know, maybe I wasn't the best? I just think people would feel you're more honest in this case.
I call it like I see it. You know what I mean? I'm shaking those haters off right now.
You got a huge ego on you, Johnson.
Yeah.
Name a backup quarterback better than you. Come on.
None.
All right, that's enough. You know
that's
what?
That's it.
You handle maybe Big Brad or whatever, but it should be at Big Bad Guest, because you're off the show.
You're off the show.
You're sacked.
You and your big ego.
Head to the box
down and out.
Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
Oh, he's
what are you doing?
Brad Johnson off to make more important TikToks.
Oh,
good for him.
Are you kidding me? Swipe up, Paulie.
Yeah, swipe up on him. Anyway, we're going to wrap the show there. We're not going to thank our guest, Brad Johnson, but we will thank our great sponsor, Suave.
Yeah. Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
Talk producer about Jay interrupting Suave on a sponsor.
Producer Jay,
no
what?
Class. No, what? What do you want?
Look, in two episodes now, you've claimed Lance Armstrong won 12 Tour de France's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he only won 7. And technically, he's no longer considered a winner since all of those titles have been vacated.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're about to be vacated from that chair you're sitting in.
Yeah, and I just called your mother, and she said, you're not a winner either. Now that's it, no more.
Yeah.
Nope. You said what? Jimmy G has been to the Super Bowl 3 times?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has.
No, come on. We all know he was a backup and never had any chance of playing in the game.
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't have any chance of making it home alive tonight.
Yeah, when I see you on the road, I'm going to hit you with my bike. Like I'm playing paperboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough out of you. What?
Yeah, no more.
No, one more.
What?
Hurry up.
You called the Internet Movie Database IMBD?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it's actually IMDB. That stands for Internet Movie Database. That's why they call it IMDB. The letters are in that order.
Oh, yeah? Well, hear these letters. I am going to kill you.
Yeah, to quote a famous movie, I see dead people. Yo.
Yeah.
Now that's it.
Nope.
Yeah.
You guys couldn't do a 3-hour show if your lives depended on it.
Yeah, you're right, because we get sick of listening to you. Yeah, on that
exactly.
note, show's over. We're wrapping it here. By the way, next week, a real Super Bowl winning quarterback who we can approve of, who is humble. The great Nick Foles.
Can't wait.
All right. Hey, don't forget, YouTube, subscribe, TikTok, follow us, Instagram. We're all over the place, aren't we?
Subscribe.
All over. Hey, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
All right. We'll see you, people. Bye.
See ya.